In Detroit, pastors' voices carry a lot of weight, and it's fair to call Detroit's Council of Baptist Pastors one of the most politically influential groups in the city. For the most part, they've loudly protested Public Act 4, the state's emergency manager law. So when Baptist leaders stood up to speak before the city council vote on Wednesday, not many people expected what Reverend Michael Owens had to say.
We believe an agreement, an action plan, needs to be crafted and approved that restructures city government, establishes fiscal accountability and discipline as it creates a sustainable track record of recovery.
That person you hear interjecting is City Council member Joanne Watson, one of the fiercest opponents of any state intervention in Detroit. Minutes later, a disgusted Watson blasted Owens and the other pastors, telling them their position made no sense.
I'm just stunned. I am stunned. I'm just stunned. Because you marched with me in Lansing. Against Public Act 4.
We are adamantly against Public Act 4.
Well, you are adamantly opposed to this consent agreement. The whole legal basis for the consent agreement is Public Act 4.
For Watson and most of the residents who packed the council chambers Wednesday evening, this consent agreement is nothing less than a hostile takeover, one aimed at stripping Detroiters of their voting rights and the city of its remaining assets. The deal does set up new, powerful players alongside Detroit city government to make sure the city restructures to avoid insolvency. They include a 9-member financial advisory board, a chief financial officer, and a project manager with broad powers over the city's budget. And that restructuring will be painful and sweeping. City departments will disappear, some services will be cut, and others will be privatized. And unions face a harsh new reality. They must either accept the state's terms for new contracts or have them imposed. City Council President Charles Pugh says that restriction on collective bargaining rights does bother him. But he says the city is on the verge of bankruptcy and faced a stark choice. Either accept these terms or get an emergency manager.
And so my vote today was to avoid emergency management and to get the city back to some fiscal stability.
Even after the session ended, some council members continued to face verbal abuse from angry citizens.
But it won't be the white folks hanging you this time.
Give away your power. How idiotic.
Councilmember Sontiel Jenkins admitted such accusations are hurtful, but she says her conscience is clear.
I know it's the most important vote that I'll ever make on this council, but I believe it's possibly the most important vote in the history of this city, certainly in my lifetime.
But Jenkins admits she's still nervous about the whole thing because no one really knows what the future holds for Detroit. A couple of things are for sure. One is that this agreement still faces a host of legal challenges that could keep things very complicated in the near term. In the longer term, it's also clear the city of Detroit will be a radically different place. And for better or worse, it's a place where unelected officials and leaders in Lansing will have a much greater hand in shaping its future. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.